Their mission is peace and friendship. There are more than 7,000 Peace Corps volunteers scattered in far-flung places around the world, working in high-poverty environments for 2 solid years. We're exploring the Peace Corps on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The Goodwill Agency was created by President John F. Kennedy in 1961 to send American volunteers to live and work in developing countries and then to return home to share what they had learned and experienced. Kate Schachter is the UW Campus Peace Corps recruiter. She served as a Peace Corps volunteer twice, once traveling to Ghana, and more recently, the Republic of Georgia. Kate, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting us.
Well, give us the lay of the land for a Peace Corps volunteer. What are the opportunities like?
Many opportunities. We hire anywhere from 3,500 to 4,000 per year. So those 7,000 volunteers are swapping in and out. There, we have opportunities in the fields of education, health, agriculture, environment, youth development, and community economic development. And all of those all have a component of education. In other words, we are always teaching and learning from as well. People that we're working with.
Wow. And so Peace Corps volunteers, I mean, I often think of a Peace Corps volunteer in a village situation, but that might not necessarily be the case.
Yeah, the traditional picture of a volunteer in a mud hut is not necessarily true. When I served in the Republic of Georgia, I was in quite a large city.
What was it like for you in the Republic of Georgia? What was that experience like?
It was just as amazing as my time in Ghana, but in such a different way. I mean, there were so many things that were different. But it was welcoming. The people were welcoming. I was working with an environmental organization that was doing outreach on environmental issues, climate change, flood control, recycling projects, and my primary project was to work with them to help them with networking, fundraising, and reaching out to youth on climate change issues and how to keep a clean environment.
Did you feel like you made a difference?
I felt I did, and I still have good friends there that I feel show that I did make a difference. Yes. I feel that I did.
And how long do the programs usually last?
It depends. The usual program, the 2-year program that everyone thinks of, is for the volunteers. That's available. Probably about 94% of the jobs are the 2-year program. 6% of us, well, not 6%. Well, I think it's about 4%. So 96% are 2-year jobs. 4% are response positions, which are 6 to 12 months. So my time in Georgia was a response position. And those are for people who already have very specific skills. You apply to a really specific job. You know exactly where you're going. And they're looking for someone to just dive in and get to work pretty fast.
I read that the average age of the Peace Corps volunteer is 28.
Correct.
Yeah. So what does a 28-year-old then bring to this environment?
They bring curiosity, enthusiasm, dynamic energy. I mean, not that I didn't have that as an over 50 volunteer myself, but I think that is what they really bring. They bring a fresh look at a problem. They've come right out of college typically. So there's a lot that a 28-year-old brings to the table.
We're talking with Kate Schachter right now. She is UW Campus Peace Corps recruiter and volunteer. And you can join in the conversation, 800-642-1234. Were you a Peace Corps volunteer? How did that experience change you? Perhaps you're considering joining the Peace Corps. What concerns do you have? 800-642-1234. You can email ideas@wpr.org. Kate, this sense of duty to serve, responding to President John F. Kennedy's call, the themes of volunteering, of friendship, of peace, how much does the commitment to service factor into the work of the Peace Corps?
Hugely. It's one of the key qualifications. There are 10 core values of a Peace Corps volunteer, and that is one of the core values. We are there in another country. Our expenses are covered. Our housing is provided. We do have a living stipend. But there is so much that is all about service, about working with people from another culture, from way outside our zone of comfort, and we have to be committed to the idea of service. In fact, I would say that one of the key ways that you can prepare for Peace Corps is to get involved in service opportunities here in the United States before you go, to make sure that it resonates with you.
Yeah, and how difficult is it to get into the Peace Corps? Is that process pretty challenging, or what is that like?
It's not challenging, but it is competitive.
Okay, that was the word I was looking for.
Yes, we get about 20,000 to 25,000 applications per year for those 4,000 jobs, 3,500 to 4,000 jobs per year. So yes, it's very competitive. Let me put that in a little bit of perspective. Probably a third of those people voluntarily withdraw, or they fall in love, or they they get the job of their dreams, they run into some health or family issues, so they have to just pull out. So there's, you know, you're not up against
squishy.
All 20,000.
Right, right. Let's go to Bob now, joining us from La Crosse with thoughts. Bob, hi.
Hi.
Go ahead. What was your experience?
Well, I'm just wondering. I'm 68. My wife's 67. We're both nurses. Is there any opportunity for us to be involved?
Absolutely. I can tell you that the oldest volunteer right now in Peace Corps is 82-year-old woman, living and working in Malawi as a health volunteer, and her entire life, her career was as a nurse. So she's doing a lot of work with people in Malawi, mostly around HIV/AIDS, but also nutrition and general health.
Do you see Peace Corps volunteers who are entering retirement and looking for that next opportunity, that next challenge, closing out a career perhaps?
Yes, absolutely. And it happens not just in retirement, but really anywhere in the midstream. So there's 28 years old and there's 50 plus year olds, but in between there are a lot of people who are going through transitions in their life.
Let's go to Madeline now, joining us from Madison. Hi, Madeline.
Hi. I was a Peace Corps volunteer also over 50, actually over 60, and I wanted to ask about the unexpected gifts, because as a Peace Corps volunteer, I was so surprised how much time I had to read. And the first time in my life, you know, I was reading 150 books and just loving that. And also for the first time in my life, I really felt like I was asked to think about the challenging global issues and to try to figure them out, to be sitting on the front lines of poverty and of truly understanding it.
Do you feel like it changed you, Madeline? Changed you in your life?
Oh, it was such a gift. There were just so many unexpected gifts, and that was why I wanted to ask Kate from her perspective what she didn't expect to learn and did learn.
Thank you so much, Madeline. Kate, what are those unexpected gifts?
There are many. You gain friendships with people that you never expected to meet in your life. You gain, and then these can become permanent friendships that you continue to support them or their family through, whether it's communication or financially. You have a strong connection. You have time in secondary projects. You take on, in Peace Corps, you have a primary project, and then you can also take on any secondary projects that the community needs and that you feel that you can accomplish with them and fundraise for. And those are opportunities to get you to reach outside of your zone of comfort again and really challenge your business, your development, your thinking skills.
And so you bring all those skills back with you after your service is complete in the Peace Corps. Can you help us understand how the Peace Corps is funded and how it keeps going as an organization?
Sure. The Peace Corps is funded through the international affairs budget. So it's, what was it, perhaps Peace Corps is perhaps 1% of that, which is about 1% of the total budget. And so it is a federally run, taxpayer-funded program, and it is funded through a budget process.
And right now, impacted by the current partial government shutdown.
It is, but there are enough Peace Corps staff in the United States, and none of the staff, as far as I'm aware, I don't really know the details, but none of the staff in country where the volunteers are have been furloughed. It's called Field the Shield. It's important to take care of the volunteers in the field. We know that we have America's most precious resource out there, the people, and it's important to take care of them. So the volunteers are in good hands, but people who are trying to get in are kind of waiting for things.
Waiting in the wings, right? Yeah. And we're talking about 7,000 volunteers all over the globe right now.
Correct.
That's a lot of people out there who are doing service in so many different settings.
Yep.
In the decades since its inception, the Peace Corps has sent thousands of volunteers to live and work in developing countries around the world to further peace and development. And the Peace Corps is currently serving 64 countries. As we've been talking about, the average age of a Peace Corps volunteer is 28. And we're getting the specifics on the Peace Corps with Kate Schachner as our guide. She's the UW Campus Peace Corps recruiter and volunteer. You can join in with your stories, 800-642-1234. Were you a Peace Corps volunteer? How did that experience change you, and what did you learn? Perhaps you're considering joining the Peace Corps. What do you think about? What concerns do you have? 800-642-1234. When we come back, we'll talk with a Wisconsinite about getting ready to go to Senegal as a Peace Corps volunteer this winter. Stay with us on the Ideas Network. Peace Corps Week, the 58th anniversary of the Peace Corps, is February 24th through March 2nd, and you can learn more about the application process, get involved through a series of events with former volunteers, and details at peacecorps.wisc.edu. We're talking with Kate Schachner. She's the UW Campus Peace Corps recruiter and volunteer. Let's bring in another voice now, Kevin Susie. He served in the Wisconsin State Assembly from 1975 to 1980. He was 20 years old when he was elected, serving three terms, one as the chairman of the Transportation Committee. And throughout his career, he worked as a transportation consultant and lobbyist. He also served as Milwaukee County's Director of Intergovernmental Relations. Now retired, Kevin Susie will depart for Senegal as a Peace Corps volunteer this winter. Kevin, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Good morning, Kate.
So here you are, 65, recently retired from a long career. You've also worked for Milwaukee County and served in the State Assembly. Why did you decide to join the Peace Corps?
Well, you know, it's something that I had been thinking about for quite some time. It was actually something I was thinking about doing when I was quite young, but other things kind of got in the way, like running for the legislature in college and then life. So it was kind of there in the back of my mind. And once I retired and found myself in a fairly unencumbered position, I revisited the idea and thought very carefully about it. It's not an easy decision to make, as your guest Kate was explaining. But finally decided. While I was in the legislature, I started studying French at the UW in Madison to prepare to go to school in Montreal. And I kind of have kept up with French throughout my life. So when I was looking for countries, I began looking at the French-speaking world in Africa, and that's how I arrived at Senegal. So I applied, and here we are.
So what will you be doing in Senegal? What's your mission?
Well, I applied as a community health support agent, and I'm not exactly sure what I'll be doing. I'm told that I will not be administering health care directly to people, but they also, during my interview, asked me if I was interested in getting involved with economic development as well. So I go into it totally flexible. I want to be able to allow them to match me with the most appropriate project in the most appropriate location.
Are you ready to essentially feel out of your comfort zone for a couple years?
Well, you know, that's the question. And, you know, all my life I've kind of pushed myself outside my comfort zone, and every time I've done it, it's been uncomfortable. But almost always, something wonderful happens, and in this case, I'm way outside my comfort zone. But I have the same expectation with this, and from what I hear from other volunteers, return volunteers, the rewards of the experience are just wonderful.
We're talking with Kevin Soucy, former lawmaker and transportation expert, soon to be Peace Corps volunteer. Let's go back to the phones now with Amy joining us from Madison. Hi, Amy.
Hello.
Go ahead. What's on your mind about the Peace Corps?
Hi. So I'm really appreciating this conversation that you're having this morning. I always wanted to join the Peace Corps and kind of passed that age and went into my career. But my question is, I'm thinking about my retirement. I'm in my 50s, and I'm starting to have some minor health problems. And I'm wondering, you had talked about older volunteers, but I'm not as athletic as I used to be. And I wonder if there are sites that can be safe for older volunteers who may have health situations.
Amy, thank you so much for that question. Kate, can you address that?
Sure, absolutely. Like I said, Peace Corps considers the people that it sends to other countries to be its most precious resource. And when they place you, when you go through all of this work, a process that can take 6 to 9 months just to get from submitting an application to leaving the country, they want to make sure that you're going to be safe and happy and secure in the place that you're sent. So, for example, I mentioned my time in the Republic of Georgia. I was living in a big city, and it was quite safe. It was the safest environment I've actually been in a long time. Even though Ghana was very similar in safety, it was still safe and secure. In terms of health, you do have to pass a certain level of health screening. They're not testing you, but you will be screened for placement. So if you've got certain health conditions and Peace Corps doesn't feel they can support you in certain countries, they'll let you know that you're only eligible to apply for the other specific countries. And then after you get invited to serve, then you start going through the actual medical. You have your doctors kind of confirm any details.
Amy, thank you for the call. Jerry in Amory. Hi, Jerry.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm an old-timer. I joined the Peace Corps when I was 19 and began my training in June of 1962. Finished my sophomore year at the university in Madison, and spent 3 months in training and then 21 months on the island of Mindanao in the Philippines. And in terms of a lifetime vocation, I think I made an absolutely fabulous choice, because I've maintained my interest in the Peace Corps and my memories, and almost on a daily basis. I spent 43 years as a editor of the newspaper in Amory, a family operation, and in that capacity had an opportunity to deal with situations that reminded me of the Philippines all the time.
Oh, Jerry, thank you so much for that memory. And he's one of the very first generations of the Peace Corps, very first classes, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
That's
right. And his experiences would be so different than what they are today. The communication, the technology, the access in the world. I mean, yes, you can end up in remote places, but in general, it's very different environment.
Kevin Soucy, back to you. In 1974, you were elected to the State Assembly. You were only 20 at the time. You weren't able to join the Peace Corps back then, but you were serving in a different way. How did your three terms in the State Assembly shape you and your career and perhaps maybe even lead you to this?
I come from a family that was fairly political and really stressed service. My parents were huge supporters of President Kennedy, and I remember my mom using that the line from JFK's inaugural address. They ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country. And I heard that quite often around the house. And so those were the sort of things that got planted in my brain. And so it was kind of natural to go into service, elected office. I left because I ran practically out of high school, and I wanted to make sure I get my college degrees in the process and on with the rest of life.
Well, Kevin, I have to stop.
That desire to serve has always been there.
Thank you so much for your time. Kevin Soucy, former lawmaker and transportation expert, soon to be Peace Corps volunteer. And Kay, thanks for being here.
Oh, thank you for the opportunity.
Kay Jackner is a UW campus Peace Corps recruiter, served in the Peace Corps as a volunteer twice. More information about the application process and events is at peacecorps.wisc.edu. Just ahead, the lands we share, where our food comes from, who grows it. We'll look at that exhibition. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. It's The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.